be my lab.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Timmy. Steiny and Goo. Oh, shoot, I'm not supposed to say that right after they come in. And yeah, Tim Roy says Steiny and Goo, and then I go Steiny and Goo. Remember when the boss gave me grief about that?
That was you and him. I wasn't there.
Yeah. No, you were. You just weren't listening. I got reprimanded. Hey, you brought up Christian McCaffrey before the show.
I did.
And you've not done a good job of concealing your concern about Christian McCaffrey. And I want to extend this to 49er fans, too. You know, Guru's concerned because 2 years ago, McCaffrey had 329 touches. I shouldn't speak for Guru, but I'll just give you the numbers. 2 years ago, he had 329 touches. Last year, he had 339 touches. So how do you want Kyle Shanahan to handle McCaffrey this year, knowing how important he is?
Easy. It's that old adage, Donnie, save the athlete from himself. The Niners, you talk about the roster, you talk about the athletic and the general managers, their predictions. And we all know the Niners are a badass, right? So we expect, or at least I do, some blowouts or some games where the Niners they're kicking the other team's ass. My thing is, Christian is such a warrior, Stoney, he doesn't want to come out. But if they get games like that, let's see some J.P. Mason. You know, think about the long game. And some could say, hey, McCaffrey didn't get hurt all that much last year, Stoney. But if you watch the playoff games, and it's football. I know guys get injured, and they got bumps and bruises. But I think from what I've seen, partner, J.P. Mason's a dog. He's thick. He can run. He's strong. I believe he has hands and can catch the ball out of the backfield. Now, a couple times during the preseason, I saw him not pick up blitzes, and I don't know if that's what's keeping him off the field or has kept him off. But if I'm Kyle Shanahan and we have a comfortable lead, Stoney, this year, I think I might spell McCaffrey and mix it up and give J.P. Mason some touches in games like that, more than I have in the past, just so he'll be fresher. And again, only asses assume. I'm assuming that they're going to be playing partner in January.
So
kind of like Steph Curry's minutes, where we always talked about this will be the year that we'll see, and it kind of happened.
What do you consider like a comfortable lead to take? Let's say you're going into the fourth quarter and the 49ers are up. Like, because I'm always curious about this.
I remember Pittsburgh last year, opening day. They were on the road.
Right.
And the game was kind of in hand, but he still was in there taking pounding. And I had some Niner friends of mine calling. And just football people from afar just wondering why he wasn't out the game. But he's a warrior. It's what makes him great. But now that he's 28 years old, Steiny, and you want him as friend. Hey, and you know what? If that's my object or that's my goal, you know what? It's a violent sport. You may never get it. But I would like to see Kyle work on that. Because remember, a reporter asked him when you brought this up. You don't even remember this last year. We did a show on his touches as a whole. And your boy Kyle scoffed at it. Like, what the F you talking about? I don't even think of that when it comes to McCaffrey. I think there should be a clock. If you're in position, maybe to spell him, if you got a comfortable lead, and you ask me, you know, what is that? Maybe up 13, up 10 with 6 minutes left, Steiny. And I'm not saying take him out the game, but, you know.
Well, you know what I think? I think he's going to get less touches this year because they're going to throw more.
Hmm. Now, what makes you say that? The drafting of Pearsall? Hopefully.
No, you know. It's I feel like Kyle Shanahan is going to give Purdy a little, like, I think the way he coaches quarterbacks is he gives him a little more over the course of time. And one way, I do think they, look, I think the receivers, let's say Pearsall can play. Well, then if you look at the 49ers, their receiving group is pretty amazing. So I just think they're going to throw the ball more than they have in the past under Kyle Shanahan, if for no other reason than they have the best quarterback they've had in the Shanahan tenure, and they have the best receivers they've had in the Shanahan tenure, because Ayuk and Debo are still both in their primes, and Purdy's been great.
Yeah.
So, and I also saw, I mean, honestly, I saw Matt Barrows, he's been writing about it, that they may, I don't know if the word's open it up, but Shanahan always likes to have that 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's going to be 55-45 passing, something like that, and even doing something like that maybe limits McCaffrey's touches a little more than they do.
Let me run this by you, and you tell me what you think. And this is just on the Carfax report, okay? You tell me if you think there's any correlation. So in 2018 in Carolina, your boy had McCaffrey had total combined touches, 326, followed up in 2019 with 403. Okay.
All right.
He played 16 games in both those seasons. 2020, ask me how many games he played, Donnie.
How many?
Three. 2021, ask me how many games he played, Donnie.
How many?
Seven. 2022, six. So I know he's
No. 2022, he played six with Carolina.
Okay, gotcha.
But he had 2 years where he was hurt.
10 games. Two years,
10 games.
I'm wondering if, that's a heavy-ass workload and a lot of pounding, and it could just be happenstance and nothing to see here. But that's why I just look at J.P. Mason like Stanley. I like what I see. I'm not saying he's McCaffrey, but just if they can make a conscious effort, if the game is kind of, you got it in hand, and you could say, when do you really know that? Kind of spell him on some of the pounding he's taking.
So what you're referring to clearly is in 2018 and 19, McCaffrey had 326 touches and then 403 touches.
That's man.
Then over the next 2 years, he was hurt. Played only 10 games in two seasons.
Wow.
Then he came back, was traded to the Niners, and now he's had a 329 and a 339, and the obvious question with the correlation would be if there was a correlation between the workload he had in 18 and 19 that got him hurt, and he's had a big workload the last 2 years, is that something we're worried about if we're 49er fans?
And you laugh, and you have, at me when that report was out, and he's ready to go and said he could play, but when I hear that calf is barking before you're even getting tackled, Stoney, I'm just like, man, is that already starting to happen? Just something I'll watch, and we'll all watch. But
all right, yeah. I don't think it's fair to even say his calf's barking.
Well, that was reported.
Right, but he's going to start opening week.
Gotcha.
And he didn't play at all in the preseason, and 2 weeks ago he said he could have played if they needed him to play. It was all cautionary, with McCaffrey. Now, if he's going to get nicked up over the course of the season, but I wouldn't say, well, he's come into this year and he's already banged up. I don't feel like that's the case. Frankie's in San Rafael. Hey, Frankie, what's going on, man?
Do you remember I talked to you guys about a month ago and told you Bob Melvin was a sleeper rock?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Well, how the Giants doing now? It all comes down to coaching. I love you guys, but God, you pump this Kyle Shanahan like he's a god. I don't understand all the Niner fans, the way they act and their arrogance and the rudeness, and they're jinxing them. They're not going back to the Super Bowl. Sorry, you guys. The last time it happened was 96-97. And if they do get back to the Super Bowl, which they're not, my buddy's son is Jared Goff. I grew up with Jerry Goff.
Stinks.
He's a great kid, and I root for him. But it doesn't matter, because if Patrick Mahomes is there, he'll put 40 up on anybody this year. So get ready for the three-peat. And I'm a Raiders fan. I love the Raiders fan, but 40 years of losing, it gets to you because they move them around. It's just no quarterback, and it's just really hard to win,
Yeah. Thanks, Frankie. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Positive Frankie, huh? Good boy. Yeah. Don't kick the Giants when they're down. They gave a new contract out last week.
Yeah.
Chappie.
6 years, $151 million.
And,
they've really pushed themselves to the brink, the Giants. I mean, they got to get something going.
Well, Farhan is not going anywhere. That's what that read when I saw that. When I saw that, I know it said Chappie got his chicken and he's your best everyday player to me. Congrats. Six seemed excessive for a 31-year-old, but at the end of the day, I was like, you know what this means.
What?
Farhan is not going a damn place.
What about Melvin?
Nah. This is Melvin's first rodeo with the team.
He's coached for five teams.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. 601 saying that might have been the worst call of all time. Maybe.
Right.
It was up there.
At least he called, took time out of his day.
Yeah.
Appreciate the support.
I want to go back. This was a fun one from last night. That I think Shasky asked it.
If the Niners were to go to the Willard. Super Bowl again this year, do you want to see the Chiefs again or not?
Yeah!
So, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
to beat the man, you got to beat the man. Let's go.
Make some noise if you want the Chiefs again.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Make some noise if you're like, nah, the Bills would be cool.
I mean, for anyone not named Mahomes, I'll just try something different.
Shasky doesn't want the Chiefs again, but everybody else seems to want the Chiefs. And I would borrow your line and say, careful what you wish for.
Now, I'm a nerd. My reason's going to be different.
Okay.
I've seen enough of the Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl. Nine quarters worth wearing the same uniform combo. I'm Black Nerd. That's my PS5 name. Hashtag Stoney. I'm telling you, I want to see a different uniform combo. That's why Green Bay versus the Niners in that playoff game in the Saturday night rain gave me goosebumps, and in Detroit in their white on the Niner green grass in the red gave me.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Goosebumps, give me another team. Give me another color scheme. I'm kind of Chief Niner'd out.
Well, they play this year? They do, and it's in the middle of a tough stretch, I think, for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm wondering, and I don't even know why this went through my head, but if it is the Bills and the 49ers win, is there a little hollowness because it wouldn't have been the Chiefs?
Oh, please, not to me. That's interesting. Hell nah, Stoney, damn.
Well, then why do you want the Chiefs?
Just from the, you know, I love my uniform. That's why I got mad when the Warriors kept playing Cleveland over and over in the finals. It's like, give me something else.
So you don't like rivalries?
I do.
Apparently not.
Well, it's not a rivalry until the other team wins, and the Niners haven't won. They haven't beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. I guess so. But yeah, no. I'm real quick. I'm with you with the Giants. I think the Chapman signing means
means
we will be.
Yeah.
We're going to have Farhan Zaidi and Bob Melvin at least next year. Okay.
Question real quick here. Yeah. I know it's John. No. Will you have Blake Snell? Will you have Robbie Ray? Because they control that.
Yeah. Does it matter?
Well, I know
they had him this year.
Did you really have him this year? You had him a half. Mm-hmm. He's been stellar.
No, Robbie Ray, like.
He was injured. Evan told us about Snell early.
They both have been injured. I don't know. We're talking about this story in The Athletic, Goo, and I want to run some of these comments by 49er fans. NFL executives rank the NFC teams.
Okay.
It says the 49ers still reign, but could the Packers overtake the Lions. Okay. Meaning for the second spot. So the San Francisco 49ers, here are five executives again. The gap in average vote between the 49ers and the next team is the largest separating any of the top nine teams. Right. Meaning, in this particular poll, there is a bigger discrepancy of the 49ers being better than the Lions or Packers than any other team in the league in terms of, let's say, the fourth best team versus the third best team.
I'm not shocked. Four straight trips to the NFC Championship, you know, two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. I get it.
This is when this is why I love this article, because they'll have an executive that will explain why he had them first, and then there'll be an executive that had why they had the Niners third. By the way, there was only one executive that didn't have the Niners number one. And one of the executives who said they're the best team in the NFC simply said, "Who is stopping that offense? Are you kidding me?" That's what one executive said who voted him first. Now, the one who voted him third, and this is what I want to run by 49er fans, is there something to this? There's been a lot of turmoil, and I don't think they're as deep as they have been in the past. Two of your most important players, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, have not practiced. At some point, and this may not be the year because they are not yet paying the quarterback, but at some point, it's going to get more challenging. So he still has him third, but he's allowing for maybe a hair of slippage.
Well, what did we talk about yesterday? Even during the crossover with Willard and Dibbs, and the question of the offseason for me as I go back and just vegetate and watch the playoff games again. What happened to that Niner offense in the postseason? And we still haven't got the answer. Were they tired? I don't know. But, Stani, I do wonder if they're going to be a continuance of that this year, because you can't answer it. I can't answer it. I can't put my finger on it.
Well, I can try.
But that offense is the team that was down in two of the three playoff games. We had Weiss just on saying they should have lost to Detroit and could have lost to Green Bay. So, yeah.
Well, that's why
I don't know how big of a gap it is now.
Why you can't say they should have beaten the Chiefs. Because if you say, they should have beat the Chiefs, well, guess what? The Packers should have beaten you, and so should the Lions have, but they didn't. And then you ended up getting beat in the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Guru has been talking a lot about McCaffrey, and I'm wondering if San Francisco 49er fans are kind of in lockstep with him. He had 329 touches 2 years ago, 339 last year.
Oof.
And the one thing, as Steve Weiss pointed out with the Shanahans, is they run their running backs. That's what they do.
No breaks, right.
And I think the other thing that you were referring to last year with Shanahan was they brought up his touches.
Man.
And I think Shanahan basically said, I don't know how many touches he has.
Like, we don't chart it, but I don't give a damn.
Right.
If he can go, he's going to go. I don't care what the score is. Now I believe, partner, you need to proceed with caution. And it's like produce. You want it fresh, right? And you got to think and know you're Billy Badass. You got a damn good roster. A lot of people are picking you to be one of the teams at the end. You kind of just want to spell them a bit, you know?
Well, if you can. Maybe they won't be able to. Maybe victories will be a little tougher to come by this year. And maybe you don't get off to the fast start like you did last year, which built up some wiggle room and you ended up getting the number one seed. I mean, to me, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I do think it's easy to say, let's spell him way more this year. Okay, would you spell him enough so that it might cost you the first seed in the NFC?
Oh, no way. Not at all.
But and that's why, I think that, and that's kind of who Shanahan
is. Though, Stani, I guess what I'm just saying, not you're out the game, sit there without, just some plays off. You know, you see it, even with some of the greats. You know, you got a drive going, one guy might get the two touches. Then you're like, okay, you can't just run them in the ground. But Steve said that's something that his daddy did. And he's obviously doing.
I just feel like there's a balance there. And I feel like a guy like McCaffrey, even though he's getting up there, 28, getting up there.
Well, he's running back now. Yeah.
But I actually feel like McCaffrey's one of the like the kind of running back who the more you get him the ball, the better he is.
Well,
in the course of a game, maybe not in terms of the entire season, but you know, I just think he's one of these running backs that he goes into a game and he's chalking up 25 touches, 18 runs, 6-7 passes, and we go. And to me, the one way to maybe protect McCaffrey a little bit is to throw it a little bit more and either, you know, keep him in the backfield or just swing him out where he doesn't get any contact and he go to a receiver. But let me ask 49er fans this. Is that the biggest worry? Is the biggest worry for the San Francisco 49ers Christian McCaffrey and his workload and his durability and keeping him upright and alive for 17 weeks heading into the playoffs?
For me, it is.
It is.
And that's why I said that at the summit to Willard. But I'll tell you this, and yeah, I'll ask you and see if you remember something about our show yesterday. Steiner, you said the most important player that they can't be without, and I'm not going to put amount of weeks on it, is Brock Purdy. I said right, it's McCaffrey. So if the Niners were going into a game, let's just say Monday night against the Jets,
all right,
and it was Brandon Allen under center, and you had McCaffrey or Dobbs right, under center, you would take – that's what I would prefer. Like, I think you can still – you know, we've seen Dobbs do some things, and it might be Brandon Allen. We've seen him, quarterback, take some snaps. But it sounds like you think if Purdy was under center and J.P. Mason was the back, you would prefer that over McCaffrey in the backfield. And I bring that up only because that's how damn important I think he is. In a Niner defense, Donnie, and I'm going to tell you guys listening, I think they're going to take a step back. I think Dre Greenlaw and him not being there early and know who Funga is being swept under the rug, and your new defense might be your offense and its ability to be able to carry you, and you can ill afford not to be without 23.
Yeah, I mean, if you're giving me a choice between, like, I would rather go into the Jets game. In a hypothetical, I'd rather go into the Jets game with Brock Purdy starting and Jordan Mason
wow,
as their running back, as opposed to Dobbsy or Allen and McCaffrey in the backfield.
Mm.
But I guess that's one way of looking yeah, at who do you think's more important. But
and they both are. I'm not no shade at Brock. I'm just like, 23 is a bad man.
See, I just look at it as if we look at both guys' track records, McCaffrey's got a long track record, and if he stays healthy, we kind of know what he's going to do.
Mm.
Purdy, on the other hand, doesn't have as much of a track record, but to me, he's got the ability to elevate his game maybe more than some of the other players on the team who have been around for a while. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at it with Brock Purdy. To me, he's got a shot at being the difference between winning a Super Bowl and not winning a Super
and
Bowl.
And I know Niner fans are out there like, Goo, Steiny, we don't even want to find out, but you know, if you're telling me right now McCaffrey's going to play 15 of the 17 games, any player for that matter, Steiner, you would take that.
One more time?
If I told you McCaffrey's going to put 15 games on the ledger of this 17-game season, you would take that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We got a super chat from Jim Mole. $10.
Man, he balling.
He says, we're all good this season. I went to the Church of the 49ers in Columbia, California, and I burned a candle for the team.
Oh, boy.
I then got booted. Apparently, candles are a fire hazard there, but I think it took.
Hey, put that in the cap. Like, if something goes wrong or there's an injury, cue that up. I got booted in the church. Man, that's bad, man. Where I come from, that ain't good.
How much disposable income do some people have?
Next question.
And just burn a $10 bill like that. Incredible.
Well, don't hate.
I'm not hating.
Your boy just got some chicken. Matt Chappie, Steph.
Stinks.
Steph!
Hey, how about the way the guy said he was friends with Goff, and I said, he stinks, and he just went right over it.
And I was waiting for you to incorporate Dibs. He's from Marin Catholic. That's where he went.
Yeah. Hey, Goo, I need your help.
Talk to me.
The 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line says, stop glazing Brock. What does that mean, glazing?
Now, we got the youngsters in the back. Evan, I have never heard of glazing. What does that mean? We read it to Evan again.
Like on a donut?
I don't know. The 510 says, stop glazing Brock.
Yeah. Is that jocking?
Hazing? Was it?
No, it's like we're doing, like we're overpraising him. In the union, they would say, stop jocking Stein. He ain't all that. That's what I take that
okay.
as.
Okay, I guess you're right, because then...
Glazing? I've never heard that.
He comes back and says, Brock is irreplaceable. CMC is not. Stop it.
Oh, glazing might be we're overlooking them.
Yeah, boy.
We got it, boy.
Yeah. See, yeah. I'm old.
No, they're not glazing. That ain't.
Yeah, it's, I guess not. Is Brock irreplaceable? Maybe to fans. I don't know. Is he irreplaceable to Kyle Shanahan? That's the only guy that matters.
Well, Dobbs beat the Niners on Monday night. Remember that?
So Shanahan should be fired,
or did he? Kirk got hurt that game, didn't he? Monday night, the one when...
You got to ask Bonte or Shasky.
Or Evan.
They have the history of the 49ers at their fingertips.
Gotta go.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And you learn something
new. Get it, baby.
You learn something new every day. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. I know where all the prisons are.
Time for the legal.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Apparently a listener felt I was obsessing a little bit over Purdy. Obsessing a little
bit. He deserved it.
Purdy. Overpraising him. Overpraising him. Okay. Glad I got that out of the way.
I'm just thinking about meeting Evan's parents, man.
Why?
I mean, I just like meeting parents. When you meet parents, that relationship with whoever it is grows closer.
No, it doesn't.
When you meet parents, I met your mom, broke bread with her.
And that meant nothing.
We are for Facebook friends, and we have conversations. You think it doesn't mean
that's fine. No,
you think it doesn't mean.
No, that's fine. You can have a relationship with your mom, my mom.
Yeah.
It doesn't make our relationship stronger.
See, you're dumb for saying. Yeah, that sounds stupid. I have the real Stein.
In fact, it gets me a little concerned. She's an 87-year-old woman, 86-year-old woman.
Young.
Let her alone.
Nope. Because she can get to you if I need her to help with you.
She's given up on me, Goo.
Have you? I know we got to get back to sports.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you what I did over Labor Day weekend. I saw 1992 with Tyrese.
What is that? Is that a movie?
Yeah, a movie called 1992. It was about the L.A. Rodney King riots.
Okay.
But something, it's kind of, anyway. Guess who was in it? Ray Liotta.
Cindy Crawford.
The great Ray Liotta. And he's passed. And it's weird when you see guys and gals on the screen that have passed. And he was just another great performance.
Yeah.
But he was gone.
Yeah, I think we also had one of those type of situations with...
Give it to me. I was trying to think.
I think it's Tony Gandolfini, the guy from Sopranos.
Oh, man.
He made a movie with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, good call. You're right. It came
out after he passed, I think.
No, you're right.
I think. And the 707's
Black Panther 2, Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hey.
The 707, I'll answer this for you.
Oh.
Because he doesn't think about that kind of thing, meaning you. 707 goes, the Chiefs had a great defense. What? That's what happened, Guru.
Right.
Let's give them credit.
Yeah.
Let's give those Chiefs some credit.
Niners defense played their ass off in the first half.
They did.
And Mahomes only had three. Mahomes in 2019 faced the 3rd and 15. Mosley got lost and let Tyreek Hill get a first down. Miss me with the name on the back of the jersey supersedes what we saw. That's all I'm saying. Who Mahomes? Mahomes threw an interception right after halftime. After only putting
Michael
up three
Jordan
points.
Missed the shot.
I
once.
Knew you were going there, and I did it just for you to say it.
And Steph actually missed a couple threes in his career.
He did.
We don't harp on those. It's James Gandolfini. My bad.
Damn, I didn't catch him. My bad.
Yeah, I never really.
No, don't say it. Just hold. You gotta be kidding me, Steiny. Dude, there are so many great characters in that. Are you being honest?
Yes.
I didn't
watch a lot. You know,
dad?
I was aware of it, and I know a lot of people found it
I feel bad for you. I know Evan probably young, so I ain't mad if he hadn't seen it.
You know, I'm half Italian, so I know that.
No, you got that
I'm about that
you lost
life.
That. You lost that, brother.
If you haven't
watched The Sopranos,
my Uncle Dominic was twice the man Gandolfini was. Dominic Attili.
Dude,
that's Italian, right in your eye.
Come on, man. Paulie?
I also didn't watch, never saw The Wire.
I just don't know who you are, man. What do you do for fun?
Documentary.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what I did the other night.
I'm Italian, but I haven't watched The Sopranos. What?
Because I don't have to. I lived it.
You've never been in a fight. What do you mean you lived it?
I eschewed that lifestyle.
Wow.
But believe me, it was, oh gosh, what do I want to do here? Oh, yeah.
Back away, yeah.
Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Cool.
Hey, to your point, I'm named after Dante Scanella, my grandfather.
Nice.
My mother and her brother and sister were not allowed to speak Italian in their home in the Bronx because when my grandfather came to America, assimilating was the key. And moving away from that heritage, it's a very weird sort of reality and my mother's brother-in-law, though, his side of the family, they all speak Italian. They all know the language. We have cousins, literally, all that stuff. And it's just a very sort of weird, you know, upbringing. Literally, first gen come over, and they're just like, no, we're ignoring that history. We're moving forward to being American.
Well,
very strange.
Interesting. And that was an issue in our family. So my grandmother didn't speak English very well at all.
Right.
And my mom learned both, and to this day, I'm still mad at her that she didn't speak Italian when we were growing up.
So you can't?
I can.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine Steiny coming in with some Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Could have changed my whole life. I wouldn't even be on Sports Talk Radio. Maybe I'd be into the arts and philanthropy.
Gotcha. But you need to check that. It's waiting for you if you ever get time.
Yeah. I might. By the way, coming up at 1 o'clock, Anthony Becht. He is the new Jets color commentator. Played in the NFL for 10-plus years. It's a first-round pick of the Jets in 2000.
Damn.
So we'll get some Jets info. Absolutely.
You don't have them going, like, you're mad at
they
me
stink.
For... They ain't mad at me, but... You don't think Rodgers could, if he's upright, can pull off a Tom Brady in Tampa? Tom Brady did that. He did that, Donnie. And I know, Green Bay, Rodgers lost to Jimmy and, you know, whatnot, Cap. But I'm telling you, he's still a bad man.
Well, we'll see. Because he hasn't played in two years, essentially. So... Although, I'll tell you what.
He's got some weaponry, and your boy Sala's on the hot seat.
As long as we brought his name up, this is what, where is that? Aaron Rodgers.
This one I need to have your back. Go ahead while you look for it. I'll just keep talking.
We had some great Aaron Rodgers sound from Craig Costello.
R-E-L-A.
The difference is very...
That's his classic.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah.
Salah, Kasha.
I like the Jets. And like I said, Stoney, you didn't like the Memphis analogy I used last year. The Memphis Grizzlies had a bad season, but they were without Ja Morant, and I think that's going to help them when they get Ja back. So I look at the Jets. They were in close games, got nothing from the quarterback position. Rodgers comes in. They got that defense, Williams. They got, I mean, I'm telling you, man, Saucy, Sauce Gardner, Stoney, I can't wait to see these matchups.
They're in disarray. Reddick, still not in.
Oh, what? No, I like him, but he wasn't on the team last year.
He's good.
Why was he available?
Because the Eagles didn't want to pay him. Simple as that.
Your boy Sirianni. I can't wait to see what the Eagles are going to do.
They're going to win.
Jason Kelce on his podcast said that, one, Jalen Hurts needs to be a better leader. And he just left that locker room, so I was like, damn, he dropping nuggets. Might be snitching.
I've told you. I'm telling you, hardcore Eagles fans are not sold on Hurts.
I agree with that.
They just they
almost,
like him.
Almost won a Super Bowl, Stoney.
They don't love him.
Almost won a Super Bowl.
And how many years has Hurts been in the NFL? Think about this for a sec. Off the top of your head. Five?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
5 years into his tenure as a quarterback, and in Philadelphia, they're still not convinced he's the quarterback. So,
well, he was minutes away from convincing them against the Chiefs. Then he gave up that touchdown, Stoney, when he fumbled. But he had a damn good game.
Let's go to G-Money. G-Money's in San Jose.
Loan me some, baby.
Hey, G-Money. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Stoney and Goo?
Hey.
I was just calling because Guru is always saying the Niners held them to 3 points in the first half of the Niners Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only because Dre Greenlaw got hurt, and then the defense fell apart in the second half. That's all.
All right.
Appreciate it.
And I love you, too.
He still loves you.
Oh, I love him.
Well, actually, I didn't hear him say
I was just going to say, give the Niners and the defensive coordinator then, Wilkes, credit, Stoney, on that last drive. Kansas City could have scored a touchdown and won the game. It wouldn't even win overtime. And even though they were tired, they kept them out the end zone and held them to a field goal.
Right.
And I think that had something to do with Kyle taking the ball in overtime first, which he shouldn't have done.
Well, the one thing, I don't know.
Monday morning quarterback.
Well, exactly. And that's what, you're pretty much undefeated as a Monday morning quarterback. So I congratulate you.
Please.
I congratulate you.
You're in the Hall of Fame of that.
Please.
What do you mean, please?
Please.
You wait till the stuff happens and decide it, and then you double back. Change what you originally said.
No.
God, you live in a nice world.
Right?
It's just safe.
It's called integrity.
Oh, please.
That's what it's called. I just got home from Philly. Sports talk out there is very apprehensive of Jalen Hurts. That's from our guy, City Boy.
I think he lost
was
a room.
In Philly.
Yeah.
He wasn't. Who? Hurts lost the room?
And for Jason Kelce, the great future Hall of Famer, he just retired.
Right.
For him to say he needs to be a better leader, Stoney, he's telling you everything you need to know about that Philadelphia team. They don't like Hurts. Or they don't want, you know what, they don't like how he leads, or he ain't leading enough. That's not good. And they got all the talent in the world.
What if he becomes a better leader?
Yeah. Well, I'm asking you, how do you go find him? How do you do that?
I actually think leadership is something you can work on.
Like, where would you go?
Well, you just put in more time. You let your actions speak for themselves.
But what would those actions consist of? Hey, Stoney, let's go to lunch. Let's spend some more time together. We talked about Draymond and Kuminga a couple years back. Like, I'm being real. What's that mean?
Well, it's like one of the jokes about Jamarcus Russell is he didn't do homework.
Gotcha.
Maybe Hurts needs to do more homework.
But these are people skills, though, Stoney, when you say lead.
No. You got to lead by example.
But I'm thinking that's relationship-wise.
Maybe. I was listening to my buddy and future Hall of Famer Joe Thomas.
Okay.
And Joe Thomas was talking about Johnny Manziel. And what, you know, Joe Thomas, great guy, said, you know, I love Johnny Manziel, this, that, and the other thing. He goes, but look, you can't, in the NFL, okay, you can't show up to the facility at 9 o'clock, go to practice at 10, get done with practice at 12, and leave at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Like, you just can't do that. Maybe it's I don't know. Maybe it's a work ethic problem. But I think teams know when their quarterbacks are trying to cut corners, and I'm not saying that's what Hurts is doing. I'm just saying if that's what Jason Kelce said about a guy that he snapped the ball to for the last 4 years, and Jalen Hurts is entering his fifth year, then I do think you can become a better leader.
Well, we're going to be joined here shortly by Anthony Beck, former number one pick for the first round pick for the Jets. We'll ask him what goes into that. Stoney, because I do wonder, is that what leadership is? To me, leadership is volume. You got to talk. You got to be one of the guys. And I'm just like, that's got to be a part of it. Like, I get what you're saying. Hey, I'm going to come early. I'm going to stay late. I believe that's a part of it. But when you talk about leader, let's just say Evan was catting around.
So you think words are more important than action?
I do. No.
Yes, you do.
I guess what I'm saying, Stoney, is if I'm a leader, I'm going to check everybody.
Is Steph Curry a leader? Yes, he's a leader.
I don't know if my answer is yes to that because he's never.
Because he's not loud.
No.
Okay, is Draymond a leader?
No, he can't be a leader
because
he F's up too much, but nobody checks him. So that's why I'm stepping back when you say Curry. Everybody has a voice. Curry is a leader. He can't check Draymond. Nobody's checked Draymond. So I'm stripping everybody from leader with the Warriors. For me, that's my team. I've been hurt because nobody stepped up and checked Dre. So when you tell me leader, Bob Myers was the only one. Reportedly, they could check Draymond. A leader stands up and talks to everybody the same way, and he's not afraid to.
Man, I disagree.
Wow.
To me, leaders talk to everybody differently, depending on how they view that other person's personality. It's like it's that old thing to me where it's like some people need a pat on the back, some people need a kick in the rear end.
Yeah. But like, let's just say Nahegan, our boss.
Okay.
Was treating us three different, me, you, and Evan.
He does.
Well, but there's a consistency of how to act, Stoney, and rules to where he would drop the hammer to let Evan and I know that he put you in your place. And I think that's across the board, even in corporate leader. Like, you got to show the troops some stuff.
Right.
You got to get buffed for.
Show.
Yeah.
You've got to show the troops, not talk. You've got to show them. I don't think you can be a leader without an exemplary way of going about your business.
I think you have to be confrontational to be a good leader.
No, you don't have to be. You think you have to be.
Like Ray Lewis was
I'm
not saying Steph's not a good leader. We were talking about Draymond.
Well, he's not confrontational.
But he's got power. And he does it in his way.
That's right.
But that way Draymond Green has blown past it, I believe. And then you could say that's just one player. Goo, what about everybody else?
I absolutely, like, because...
So a leader's supposed to be quiet? They can be.
They absolutely... John Wooden was a leader.
No, but if you were making one,
I would want John Wooden. John Wooden, to me, is the kind of leader I would love to play for. Bobby Knight is somebody I'd prefer not to play for. But
that's who I would play for, a Bobby Knight.
Because
you know where you stand.
This is the NFL.
Yeah, I got you.
These are grown men.
I got you.
These aren't college kids.
Mike Ditka was a guy that he gonna check you.
Okay. And what about Tom Landry? Was he a yeller?
No.
Okay.
But he would get you.
Right. But my point is, you don't have to be confrontational, I don't think.
Well, I guess this all jumped off, and I'm not saying you're wrong, Stoney, is you really think you can go learn how to be a good leader? I think you're born with it.
I think part of it you are, but there are things you can work on in terms of your accountability. And, for example, I don't think I'm a great leader. In fact, I know I'm not.
Have you been in that position to lead and you felt like you let somebody down or a group down?
Yeah, it just wasn't my strength.
But you're a parent, so you are a leader. You're a dad three times over.
Well, I'm almost making your point. Like, I don't think I'm a leader, but if somebody said, Steiny, you're the captain of the 95-7 The Game crew, you know what? And that came with extra responsibility.
You know what?
I would probably.
Right.
That's not funny.
Hey, look, go ahead. No, but this is fascinating because you're not wrong.
I would probably put in more time here. I would probably work on my relationships with the other guys on the team, but it doesn't necessarily, like, to me.
And that would be for the optics.
Steiny, you're now the quarterback of the 95-7 team. Okay, I got to be confrontational. Hey, Goo, you got to get in here earlier. Or, hey, Willard, you've been doing this. No, you don't have to be that. I think leaders come in all shapes and sizes and voices. And
like we have one today. We have a team meeting. That's when I think you could do what you just said. Hey, Goo, I need this. Willard, I need to call you out for this. Dibs, like, not call you out to embarrass you, but to, like, a good family.
I'd probably pull a guy aside.
See, that's, I what, just, see, that's I don't what? Like the side stuff. That's just me.
So you want a coach that airs you out in public?
As long as that's consistent across the board.
All right.
Because that way nothing will ever fester.
So, but don't you realize that if Jalen Hurts is, let's say,
what if they think he's not a punk, but he's too selfish or self-centered, flamboyant.
Okay.
And so
he's going to come in this year and start knocking heads. They're all going to know that that's a joke.
Oh, no.
That's not who he is.
I was asking you, where does he go to fix whatever what he needs to, you know, fix?
Whatever
you
he
read
needs,
a book? Do you go?
He works on it. Like, he works on whatever it is. If he doesn't know the playbook well enough, then I think he's got to spend more time studying the playbook. And over the course of time, his teammates will say, you know what? Not one day. His teammates say, you know what, Jalen's really been putting in the work this season. He's a different kind of quarterback.
So by example?
Again, there's not one necessarily way to do it. But
it's fascinating.
What I'm saying is if Jalen Hurts, let's say, is considered not a leader by Jason Kelce because he's too laid back.
That could be, wow.
Okay, so he comes in this year and starts yelling at people?
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I think that's what Jason said. You got to be more of a leader.
But that's not who he is.
Then you need to take the C off his chest.
I guess. Here's the other thing.
I think Jason saying that was like, wow.
I think saying Steph's not a leader because he couldn't get Draymond Green under control. That's harsh.
All right.
Because
it's the chef on mine all day, but.
I think you can do it anyway. Like, you know, the different kind of leaders, different kind of ways. Julie is in Danville.
Hey.
Hey, Julie, what's going on? How are you?
Hey there. I just wanted to comment on the Steph and Draymond situation.
Oh.
I think that Steph probably did try to lead, and in his only way that he could was to keep Draymond, you know, I mean, he could have been more explosive than he is now.
Mm.
He, who knows if he would have been, you know, far worse than that. So I think that Steph did talk to him, and I think that he tried to do his best and put him in his place, but also you need to let Draymond be Draymond in a lot of situations.
A
leader doesn't always have to be the one that shouts the loudest or says the harshest things. You know, what is the saying? You get more, you know, bees with honey than you do with, you know, whatever. Yeah,
I forget
whatever
what that is too, but I know what you mean.
So, you know, I think that, you know, there's all different types of leaders, but I don't think that challenging your people to the point of embarrassment or belittling them is going to make them a better person or a better player or a better, you know, father, mother, whatever. I think that you have to have something different for every single player.
Gotcha.
You have to see what their fine points are, what their weak points are, and work with that.
Yeah. Great call.
Thanks, Julie.
It
appears to me, and I can't say for certain, but it appears to me that Brock Purdy is a leader. How do I know that? Well, I just heard George Kittle talk about how he's got a command in the huddle that puts everybody at ease, and there's a confidence that he exudes because he's kind of buttoned up. And I mean, Purdy's kind of the furthest thing from a yeller and a screamer and a. So yeah, I just think there's all kinds. All right, we've got Anthony Becht on the other side.
Can't
he is
wait.
The new Jets radio color commentator. He was an NFL tight end for more than a decade, and the New York Jets, they are in town on Monday for Monday Night Football at Levi Stadium, and Anthony Becht will join us on the other side. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment was also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.